This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean and Sam the Man on the other side. Actually, taking care of all the radio technicalities over there, man. I'm telling you what, for a 12-year-old, he's not doing too bad. Good job, Sam. And thanks to the guys down at Genesis Communication Networks for operating the board. We appreciate you guys. Folks, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. And by the way, yesterday we had 62,000 people on the site. We appreciate that. We really appreciate that. It makes it worth the effort, friends. It really does. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to go over there in just a moment. Folks, and also if you'd like to check us out on our Twitter account, it's BradleyDean1EE, BradleyDean1EE, and or you can go to my Facebook, which is BradleyDean2EE, BradleyDean on Facebook. We have, I think, about 450,000 people that are interacting on a daily basis. We appreciate that as well. We appreciate your listenership. We appreciate you making this the number one radio show in the United States of America, namely on weekends. And we are climbing during the week, friends, 3, 2, and 1. We are going up the flagpole. It's taking a little time, but we're getting there. And we appreciate all of our affiliates out there as well. And we know why you listen, because you're sick and tired. Well, I say it all the time. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And why is that? Because, well, it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in head, someone else's head, because, Sam, because Sam, by the time we get Sam to respond here, my clothes are going out of style.
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
That's exactly right. And I just wanted to reiterate that. I was actually checking, Sam, to see if you were on your game. And you were. But in the process, my clothes were going out of style. Now, I also want to highlight the fact that we're going back to our foundations. We're going back to where we came from, so we know where we're going. And it's interesting, back in the United States of America, all the way up until 1962, something that was common knowledge in the United States of America is before you could graduate public schools in this country, you had to know George Washington's farewell address, and he said, religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. So when we say that, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, I got to go back, first of all, to the Word of God, Hosea 4:6, and then going over to Thomas Jefferson, the president, the third president of the United States. He wrote in a letter to John Norville, June 14th, Flag Day, in 1807, he said, "Nothing can now be believed which is seen in a newspaper." This is during, folks, and after, shortly thereafter, the Revolution. He said, "Nothing can be believed which is seen in a newspaper. Truth itself becomes suspicious by being put into the polluted vehicle. The real extent of the state of misinformation is known only to those who are are in a situation to confront facts. The Bible does that because we know the only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle. I go back. Those who are in a situation to confront facts within their knowledge with the lies of the day. He said, I really look with the commiseration over the great body of my fellow citizens who, reading newspapers, live and die in the belief that they have known something of what has been passing in the world. And might I add, which has been untrue. So folks, that's why when Thomas Jefferson, P.S., just a posted script, and when he was asked if he was a Christian, he said, I am of the real sort. And in saying that, friends, he said of himself, I am the real sort of Christian. And that's exactly why we say what we say here. And taking that to the spiritual, friends, outside of the fact that people are being destroyed for the lack of knowledge, again, Hosea 4:6, remember David said, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay and put my feet upon the rock and establish my goings. Over on the Sons of LibertyMedia.com, we're not just showing you what the problems are by the law, because that's what the law does, Romans 3:20, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. We give you the constitutional answers, but you need to understand, America, the hope is found in what you do with the truth that's given unto you. So what am I saying? Well, the strength of the Constitution lies within the people that are willing to enforce the enumerated laws found within. So the response that you want is the way that you're going to respond to the issues of the day. Okay? So cool. I just had to say that. I also wanted to let you know, if you want to jump on the radio at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick here. And then what I'm going to do, folks, is I'm going to get over to the religion of peace, and I'm going to go to the Quran, so you can understand what it's really all about. And I'm not going to go through all 100 scriptures that actually invoke violence against non-believers, namely you, America, but I will show you what it's really about. I'll just take a segment to do that. At SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we have, by executive order, listen carefully, the American people actually believe that this is an executive order. Barack Hussein Obama has made it possible for Muslims to become U.S. citizens without taking an oath of allegiance or a pledge to defend America. Really? By an executive order, and he derived that authority from what country? See, America, do you understand how you're being dumbed down? That the American people believe that he is above the law, that he can do what he wills, at will, arbitrarily, friends. Listen to what I just said. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. This is how stupefied the American people have become. To believe that Barack Hussein Obama can actually bring forth an executive order which is unconstitutional, but he said he's made it possible for Muslims to become U.S. citizens without taking an oath of allegiance or a pledge to defend America? Really? Again, America, you need to understand, you're not under attack by American government. You're under attack by a foreign government, because this is foreign to American government. I hope you do understand the severity of the crimes that this criminal is committing against us on a daily basis in this country. Now, also on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, folks, when I say you can't fix stupid, I'm not saying it just to be smart or cocky or funny. No, folks, the word stupid means dull and sensible. It is a word that is actually defined in the Webster's 1828. But, friends, I want you to understand, you can't make this stuff up. Here in our backyard, we have none other in Minnesota, the designated terror group praising professed counterfeit hypocritical Christian churches that post 1,800 blessed Ramadan signs on the front of their churches. Folks, what do you say? I mean, the Christian church, which is a lack of Christianity in this country, is absolutely astounding how they run contrary to Scripture, and the American people have the audacity to actually believe, namely those that are a part of these churches that are posting blessed Ramadan signs, that they actually belong to Christ. Man, you're sick.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Okay. So let's get back to this, folks. I'm not kidding you. Now, keep in mind, under judgment, the Lord said that they'll be made the head and you'll be made the tail. So I want you to understand what I've been dealing with in the state of Minnesota: a lack of Christianity. I just told you on sonsoflibertymedia.com, just posted by Tim Brown, Minnesota designated terror group praises Christian churches that post 1,800 blessed Ramadan signs. I wonder how many people are dying right now concerning the Muslims and their celebration, namely the infidels. I'm just curious. I want you to hear this piece. Here again is Fox broadcasting for the Muslims, but do keep in mind they do have part ownership of Fox. So if you ever want to, if you ever wonder why your truth is diluted from Fox, do keep in mind that one of the owners said that we cannot afford a strong American government. Check this out.
Driving around the Northland, you may have noticed some new signs popping up. That's because this past weekend, members of 17 area churches were given blessed Ramadan signs to put up in their yards. Reporter Chelsea Moe tells us why the signs are so important. About 1,800 signs were distributed in the Twin Cities and Duluth to help Muslims feel more welcome in the community. The signs read, "To our Muslim neighbors, blessed Ramadan," and they are meant to show support for Muslims who have been the recent target of negativity after recent events like the Orlando shooting. The signs were set out with one goal:
to find the common ground that we have as believers in God to work toward a country and a world of justice and peace for all people. And we feel like supporting them is a way of working together to build a better world.
Ramadan is the ninth of the month of the Islamic lunar calendar. During this time, Muslims fast from sunrise to sunset to learn compassion and generosity.
Compassion and generosity as they assail every place they step their feet upon, friends. This is embarrassing. But folks, the reproach belongs to them. This is why people don't listen to a thing they have to say. They are the hey, folks, they're highlighting a foreign god. And if, apparently we can see the fruit of a nation that departs from the law of God, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5. And there's other references as well. But did they stumble over that stumbling block, the word where he said, thou shalt have no other gods before me? There's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. Is this how they're winning them to Jesus, friends, by high-fiving their God? Because that's exactly what they're doing. And it also sends a message of confusion to the next generation. But I want to tell you something, friends. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. And I want to tell you what. I'm a part of that gang. Because this is pathetic every step of the way. And folks, as I said to you yesterday, America, you deserve what you get because you don't deal with that which you know is wrong. These people aren't the church. This isn't the Christian church. You know, folks, it's interesting how these professed counterfeit Christians will send and spend millions of dollars every year on the dime of the American people that believe in the cause for some reason or another, that are willing to go across seas and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ that they can't preach in their own backyards. How does that work? It's the opposite of what Christ did. And furthermore, they have a huge opportunity while these illegal Muslims that are calling for the death of the infidels come into their country. They have a prime opportunity to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. But instead of doing that, folks, they began to praise their God. Folks, this is sick. This is heresy. There's nothing short of this being heresy, friends, at every step of the way. Does the Quran really contain over 100 verses promoting violence? Yeah, it does. The Quran contains at least 109 verses that cause and calls forth Muslims to war with non-believers for the sake of Islamic rule. Some are quite graphic with commands to chop off heads, chop off fingers, and kill infidels wherever they may be hiding. Muslims who do not join the fight are called hypocrites and warned that Allah will send them to hell if they don't join the slaughter. And under nearly all of the Old Testament verses of violence, the verse of violence in the Quran are most openly ended, meaning that they are not restrained by historical context contained in the surrounding text. Although many Muslims choose to think of themselves that way, they are part of the eternal, unchanging word of Allah, and just as relevant or subject to interpretation as anything else in the Quran. So the context of violent passages is more ambiguous than might be expected of a perfect book from a loving God. Most contemporary Muslims exercise a personal choice to interpret the holy book's call to arms according to their own moral preconceptions about justifiable violence. And their apologists cater to the preferences with the teeniest arguments that gloss over historical fact and generally do not stand up to scrutiny. In other words, friends, don't look to the history of who these people are. They don't want you to look to the history of who these people are because then you might have a clue as to what they mean to do to you through a caliphate, right? And still, it is important to note that the problem is not bad people, but bad ideology. No, let me tell you this, friends. We're all born in sin. We all need a Savior. And Jesus Christ is the one that saves all men from their sin to those that call upon Him according to His dictates, not to a foreign gods or to a bunch of hypocrites that call themselves Christians in America. Now, unfortunately, there are a few verses of tolerance and peace to balance out that the many call for non-believers to be fought and subdued until they either accept humiliation, convert to Islam, or you are killed. Wow. Muhammad's own material legacy, along with the remarkable stress on violence found in the Quran, have produced a trail of blood and tears across world history. Folks, I have over 109 verses in front of me right now calling for violence against non-believers. Hey, but don't worry about it. You have the professed church in Minnesota being praised by a designated terror group praising Christian churches that post blessed Ramadan signs. Hey, folks, again, I want you to understand something, folks. This isn't the church. This is the reproach. These are the whores. These are the people that first, as I've warned so many times, first accept the homosexuals by putting up their rainbow flags. And hey, friends, hey, I love it, man. I love it. I love it because I'll tell you what, it's sure ground to stand upon. Who's right on their heels, America? Just come on, say it with me. Who's on the heels of the radical homosexuals? Come on. Come on, who is it? The Muslims, of course, and these are the churches with the gay flags on them, which is a mockery of the covenant of peace in which God established after the world was destroyed because of the wickedness of man. Okay? I just wanted to let you know what's going on in your backyard, friends. This is not the church. These people are the ones that are leading the way to the destruction of your country. These are the ones that are skipping you, America, as you go along to get along to Gomorrah. And rest assured, there will be an answer from heaven, as you are seeing on a daily basis in this country. Now, speaking of which, we also highlighted the fact on sonsoflibertymedia.com, do Loretta Lynch's ties with the Muslim advocates originate or explain her whitewash of Orlando? And isn't it interesting, friends, going back to the homosexuals and the radicals, the Muslims, friends, in America, isn't it interesting how they correlate? Isn't it interesting after the alleged shooting by this this homosexual sodomite Muslim, and interesting, he was also a transgender who visited that nightclub regularly, isn't it interesting how they blamed the Christian right in America for their crimes just last week during a gay pride parade? Isn't it interesting how they keep blaming you for the crimes that they themselves are responsible for, folks? Do you understand the definition of reprobate here? Do you understand it? Because it's happening today in your country, and you better bet your bottom dollar it's all being leveled at your kids. And now, as I've said, and I bring you back to this point as a refresher course today, because the lesson is with a smiley face, not talking down at you, friends, but talking to you, my friends, because of my love for you through demonstration. Isn't it interesting, the more demoralized the American people allow themselves to become, the more that you're being taken over and controlled by corrupt governments. Maybe that's the plan. But again, going back to what Edmund Burke rightly said, he said that kings become tyrants through policy when subjects become rebels to their principles. Exactly right on. Exactly right on. I want to let you know, too, that today is the day that Barack Hussein Obama is actually lifting the ban on all three or four transgenders in the military up in high brass, might I remind you, just like Adolf Hitler did before he began to attack his own people. Oh, come on, mock me, laugh at me. But let's go to history, friends. What does history teach us? Because the Lord tells us to study history.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh-pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, folks, I was just highlighting the shenanigans, the heresy going on in the church in America, namely in Minnesota. But do keep in mind, you have Keith Ellison here, who actually swore in on a Quran, and it was reported by the FBI, who seems to be incompetent for the most part. It's interesting that they go ahead and they report that through the FBI that after Keith Ellison swore in on the Quran, friends, it was interesting to note that they were screaming up and down the hallways, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar. And America's still trying to figure out what's going on here. Wow, this is like some crazy stuff. And I was just thinking about, by executive order, Barack Hussein Obama has made it possible for Muslims to become U.S. citizens without taking an oath of allegiance or a pledge to defend America. Do you not see that they're empowering them, friends, against you? That's what they're doing. This is perfect judgment. Right? And then I also wanted to highlight this before we get to my topic real quick. It's also interesting to note, friends, that then Obama appoints Muslim Homeland Security Advisor who demands now, just yesterday, national gun registry. They are going to attempt to disarm you. And we also are finding, friends, because we know that Obama's black Camelot, hell-bent on disarming the American people at all costs, on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Folks, that's all you have to do is understand and judge him by his fruit to know who he is. Okay? But look at the people that he's appointing. And look, you have the American church, which I just told you 3 days ago, friends. They have failed you. They have majorly failed you. And I want to tell you, the better of what I'm talking about right now, they have failed you. And the higher that I go up in the professed church in America, I completely understand, America, why we're all in trouble. Remember when Jeremiah was told by the Lord, you know, because he said to the Lord, Lord, I want to go find the great man. And then when he went to look for him, he couldn't find him. And then the Lord said back to him, if you can find one man that will execute judgment and establish righteousness, I'll forgive this. But he couldn't find him. And keep in mind, Jeremiah was going to the gate of the church and the gate of government, namely to the kings, to rebuke them for what was going to be coming upon their country because of their sin before God. Folks, that's what it comes down to. You're in trouble because your sin before God. Okay, you're being found out. That's what the problem is. And instead of having enough common sense to actually acknowledge your transgression and turning back to the Lord, who would spare this nation, friends, but we're not going to get away from the babies that we've allowed to be slaughtered in the 57 million, 18, what is that, 18 states, consecutive states have been depopulated because you bought and drank the Kool-Aid that the murdering government, which is antithetical to the American government, sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb. Whoa. That's crazy stuff. You're killing your own and foreigners are taking over. America, do you think that God is not going to avenge his soul upon such a nation? He is, and that's exactly what he's doing right now. But folks, I can give you this news all day long. I can tell you exactly what's going on from Loretta Lynch to Barack Hussein Obama to Valerie Jarrett to the FBI being incompetent to again going back to the administration appointing your sworn enemies. And folks, now people are trying to figure out why they're beginning to see the UN vehicles around the United States of America. And of course, the UN is here to make peace, too, as your country is being infiltrated. And you can mark my words, friends, they are being armed by the same administration, friends, that will at length, just like our friend yesterday, William Cook, was talking about from the Black Robe Regiment in Virginia, the end aim is destroying the infidel, and that just happens to be you. And America, let me remind you of why they call you the Great Satan. They call you the Great Satan because you've left off your God. And you've allowed politicians to do the things that they have done to other countries far too long. You are hated by foreign countries because of what you let your politicians, your representatives, not leaders, your representatives do to other nations in the name of security for us. As if to say they have some constitutional authority to go ahead and police the world and destroy whom they will, like they did after September 11th, right? America, hey, as a leopard surroundeth a city, it tells us in the book of Jeremiah, so is it here, friends. You are being surrounded. I mean, this is just, it's embarrassing stuff. I'm ashamed of what America you are becoming. I'm not ashamed of America. I'm not ashamed of our veterans. I'm not ashamed of my Christ. I'm not in the business of denying who we are, but the fact of the matter is we have enough information as to know as to who the problem is, but we have left off our duty. And folks, it's going to keep coming back to that because that's what you're going to hear on Judgment Day. You're going to hear on Judgment Day, you left off dealing with the enemy in which I commanded you to keep my commandments by dealing with the enemies. But you didn't want to deal with the enemies. You wanted the enemies to deal with you and your kids. But you didn't think it would have anything to do with you. That's how much you don't love your kids. And folks, that's really the fact of the matter. Hey, listen, I've done 360 high schools. I don't know how many colleges I've done. And I see it all over the country. Guess who's being overlooked, friends? The young people. First starting in the church. But I'll tell you who's not overlooking the young people. The criminal in the White House. But I want to tell you something too, friends. That's backfiring. That is completely backfiring. So don't be led about by too many lies, friends, and just throw your hands up in the air and say, oh, there's nothing that we can do about it. Well, listen, here, I'm on the other side of the fence. You go ahead and go ahead and feel sorry for yourself. You and the devil sitting there playing self-pity for yourself. I don't have time for that. Okay? We have a country to save, and it's time to get busy. Yesterday when we were talking about what's going on in the infiltration and the positioning in high security positions by the Homeland Security to the police chiefs to politicians to the FBI, that's what William Cook was highlighting yesterday. And you know what? That's the enemy's plan. You know what? I want to tell you about my plan. My plan is sticking to the Word of God because I see that God doesn't need a majority to prevail. He uses a minority. I don't care what happens to me. I care what happens after we leave this planet. I care about what we're leaving our posterity. I don't want the young people to go through what I went through to get to the point as to where I'm at right now. And where that is, I don't know. I mean, I'm a stranger. I'm on a sojourning. I'm on a journey here, friends. And the bottom line is, as I look to a city, as it talks about in the book of Hebrews, and my home is in heaven. There's no question about it. But you know, the fact of the matter is I have a job to do while I'm here. I'm to occupy until He comes, and that's exactly what I'm doing. Because the love of God shed abroad in our hearts loves our neighbors as ourselves. And let me tell you what, friends, it does. And I want to tell you, too, you find your life where you truly lose your life. And friends, I don't ever want you listening to this radio show taking counsel from your fears. No, we're not the sort that take counsel from our fears, friends. Don't you be afraid. Don't you ever be afraid. We haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And as He is, so are we in this world. And we love His appearing. And when He shows up on the scene, we have been given all authority and power over the works of the enemy. Because we understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. So let me show you my Father's plans. Listen, if you want to see the God of Moses, then do what Moses did. If you want to see the God of David, then do what David did. If you want to see the God of Gideon, then do what Gideon did. Folks, it's that simple. Emulate. Remember, it tells us in 1 Corinthians 11:1, follow me as I follow Christ. You know, it was Catherine Booth, co-founder of the Salvation Army, who said, a barracks is meant to be a place where real soldiers were fed and equipped for war. Not a place to settle down in or a comfortable snuggery in which to enjoy ourselves. She said, I hope that if ever they, our soldiers, Christians, do settle down, God will burn their barracks down over their heads. You know, interestingly enough, and I think about this every time I see one, but today across the country, what you see is you see recruiters for the military. They do their best to recruit young people for service, military service, by only giving them one side of the story, and namely the financial and educational benefits. And what they do is they actually leave off duty as they allure them into the military. See, but what the young people who sign up for the military fail to realize is that when joining the military, sooner or later they are going to be brought into the battle. 2 Timothy 3:12. I mean, after all, the purpose of the military is to maintain law and justice, right? And establish peace and righteousness so we can have liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Yet not without the fight. 1 Timothy 6:12. And sorry to say, because those young people that were allured into the military were not told the truth about the purpose of the military, many end up AWOL or KIA, killed in action. So, in parallel, what are the American professed church today? Now, do you understand why I'm highlighting what's going on in the country? Do you understand why I'm talking about the professed counterfeit Christians? I mean, what of the American professed church today? Come on, let's call it for what it is. They fall under the delusion that God Himself will do on His own what He has commanded you, the church, to do as well. Deuteronomy 28:1-2. And because of this mentality and a lack of spiritual understanding, the American professed church has now fallen to the curse rather than the blessing. If you look at Deuteronomy 28, there's 15 blessings and there is actually 55 curses. See, they want God's hand without holding His heart. See, these professors want the crown, but they avoid the cross. See, they seem to forget that the church is to be a partaker with the afflictions, that we also might be partakers with the glory which is in Christ Jesus, understanding the power of God unto salvation, 1 Peter 4:13. Or what of spiritual exhortation found in Acts 14:22? Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith that we must, church, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. See, we also see the American church spend much of its time emphasizing the sacrifice of Christ rather than realizing that Christ also died magnifying the laws of God towards sin. See, the cross of Christ demonstrated God's hatred for sin and his love for mankind, John 15:13. And if these professors were put to things and put things into perspective, scriptural perspective concerning the Calvary transaction, one would think that out of gratitude for the sacrifice on their behalf, they would do the same things for others that Christ died to give unto them. Folks, I'm going to get right back to this and we're going to finish this up. Hey, if you want to see the God of Moses, then do what Moses did. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866- 2330747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we've built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it? It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason. Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stuff and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to see the God of Moses, then do what Moses did. Now, did you know, if you didn't, I'm about to share with you, so you do know. Did you know that it tells us in Acts 3:22, it says, "For Moses truly said unto the fathers," in the Old Testament, "A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me, him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you." That is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. I just wanted to reiterate that. Hey, folks, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Aaron, Caleb, Joshua, Gideon, Samson, the small prophets, the major prophets, it doesn't matter. Every good thing that you see is given unto us through them patriarchs by Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. It's all Him. It's all Him. Now, folks, what I was just talking about right during the last segment was we also see the American church spend much of its time emphasizing the sacrifice of Christ out of context. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now come to Jesus. Most people fail to understand that God gave. And there's the cross in the center of everything. Hereby we know that we... Hereby perceive we the love of God, that he laid down his life for us, that we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. So on and so forth. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be a propitiation or a sacrifice for our sins. Okay? Notice the cross in every given scenario. He gave. There was a sacrifice on the behalf of Christ given unto us as the propitiation, an appeasement towards God of our sins towards him, and it was his blood that covered our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, Brother Dean, what are you on? I'm the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is on. Amen. Amen. But again, what I wanted to highlight is the fact that it's interesting they emphasize the sacrifice of Christ. Why did they need a sacrifice? Because they needed something to cover their transgressions before God. What was it? The sacrifice of Christ and his blood. Okay? And rather than realizing that Christ also died magnifying the laws of God towards sin, the cross of Christ demonstrated God's hatred for sin and his love for mankind. This is putting it into its proper context. Okay? John 15:13. And if these professors were to put things into scriptural perspective concerning the Calvary transaction, one would think that out of gratitude for the sacrifice on their behalf, they would do the same things for others that Christ died to give unto them. Here, let me say this in the natural, because I can equate this. It's a little blurry, but it's clear. You have the professed church along with this criminal administration, this foreign administration to America, desecrating the blood of the veterans in this country by actually welcoming them into their country as they're celebrating our country, Ramadan. Do you not realize that our boys are 6 feet under the ground fighting against the very ideologies that the professed church, along with this foreigner in the White House, are actually advocating? Are you understanding what I'm saying? And I'll tell you what, you want to smack the veterans in the face? The professed church in Minnesota is doing it today. You want to smack in the spiritual sense the sacrifice of Jesus Christ? That's exactly what they're doing today. Instead of standing, they're rolling over. And they're allowing the memory of the natural, our forefathers, our veterans, who fought, bled, and died in many cases, fighting against the very ideologies that they are advocating that you tolerate today. That's exactly what's going on. You want to talk about Judas, friends? There you have it. In Minnesota, it's filled with Judases. They are Judases, folks, and I guarantee you they sold out the Son of God once again for 30 pieces of silver. And you better bet your bottom dollar concerning what's going on in Minnesota here today. 1,800 churches putting in their church lawns a blessed Ramadan. You better bet your bottom dollar there was some sort of benefit given. So, in saying that, does this exempt the modern professors from his example? Absolutely not. Remember, friends, he who has been forgiven much loves much. Luke 7:47. And see, Scripture also tells us in the book of Corinthians that when your obedience is fulfilled, you're to revenge all disobedience. See, they've never repented, friends. I mean, ask these modern professors, where is the love toward God and towards mankind? 1 John 5:21. Again, the American professing church seemed to want benefits without the work of faith and a labor of love. 1 Thessalonians 1:3. We have been redeemed through the blood of Christ for a people zealous of good works. Titus 2:14. These are they that profess that they know God, the hypocrites in which I'm exposing now, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work they are reprobate. They don't belong to God. They belong to their father, the devil. Luke 7:47. Titus 1:16. So Catherine Booth said rightly, when the church and the world can jog along comfortably together, you may be sure that there's something wrong. She continued, if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, 2 Corinthians 6:4-4, living so that their lives were a reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. But no! They don't hate him. They want the world loving on him. Blessed Ramadan, brothers and sisters of peace. We know that your book tells us that you want to kill us all, but just for the sake of, let's put it under false pretenses and act like we're getting along. Because we're too stupid and ignorant to actually study a little history, which we can take to the present. We don't need history to know what's going on here, friends. So all we have to do is look overseas. Look to Germany, friends, because this is the last stage before they began to plunder Germany, the very thing that these people are doing in Minnesota right now. Exactly. So we need the whole armor of God to fight against the powers of this world and to stand up against the wiles of the devil. The armor contains truth, righteousness, faith, and prayer. Because God is all-powerful and we are safe under His wings. So let me ask you, friends, who shall separate us from the love of God? So I say, friends, to them that are doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving themselves, James 1:22, if you want to see the God of Moses, then do that which Moses did. If you want to see the God of David, then do that which David did. If you want to see our Lord Jesus Christ, then do that which Christ did and keep His commandments, John 14:21. It really is that simple.
That's right. And we are soldiers for Christ. I think William and Catherine Booth had it right when they founded the Salvation Army, which is a far cry from what it is today. But when you look at this ministry and what we're doing, God calls us to be soldiers for Christ, to endure hardness as a good soldier, to seek and save that which is lost. He did not give us suggestions. He gave us commands. And that's exactly what the Sons of Liberty has been doing day in and day out for years. I want to give you this response from one particular that we did, school that we did in Hinckley, Minnesota. This is what the principal had to say. One of my fears in having a group come in is that it will be a one-shot time of happiness and meaningless message comes and goes. And I did not feel this with the Sons of Liberty. You and your group really care about kids. You care about what kind of message is being sent, not only in school today, but by the media and other sources. You have reached from deep in your hearts and given to these kids in ways that many of their parents and other adults haven't. He said, thank you. And this is something responses from the students at his school. They said, they really made me think about what I'm doing. Is what I'm doing good for me and for other people? Here's another response. I need to treat my parents, teachers, and principal better. They're only looking out for me. Another person,
according to the truth.
Absolutely.
Yes, and the truth which we give.
That's right. Okay. And another person said, they rock, R-O-C-K, all caps. They know more about me than anyone.
That's the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Another response says, they know where we're coming from. They know we do stupid things and they don't judge us. We understand that.
No, the law of God judges
exactly,
them.
Exactly. And we bring forth the truth that's able to set men free, which many responses have been to. It's like the lights went on. They are illuminated by the Holy Spirit. And finally, one response said, the people in my small group really seem to care about me. They wanted me to write them. And how many teenagers today can you really get that much of a heartfelt response from? You know, it takes a lot to be able to really hit a teenager square between the eyes. You know, they're stuck on their media all day long, their social media, their the iPads, their cell phones. For them to hear a message that resonates with their heart and speaks to them and gives them the truth, and to see responses like this, totally the Lord gets all the praise. But you know what? He has to work through obedient vessels as well. So if you are listening and you
see,
are
see, those are Kairos and Kronos moments. That's where the anointing took effect and the Holy Ghost did a work on those kids that they couldn't help themselves.
That's right.
They
and people
had to
say,
say
well,
it.
And people say, you know, we gotta wait on the Lord. It's like, yeah, of course you wait on the Lord, but you also do.
We've been hearing that in this country for 60 years.
Exactly.
We're
right.
Waiting on the Lord. Well, the Lord's on the throne. You know what? Don't even get me on that track.
That's exactly right. So
it's time to do today, not wait.
Exactly. There's a wait upon the Lord, shall renew their strength, their shemal with wings as eagles, as the Bible says. But that is not apart from doing. We can't sit
the
there
right
and
the right time to do the right thing
it's
is right now.
That's right. So we want to be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving our own selves. And if you want to be a part of doing with us, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com, become a son or daughter of liberty.
If the house is burning down and I see a family inside of it, do I sit outside and pray and say, I'm waiting on the Lord to break into the house?
Absolutely not.
Exactly.
So we are...
Or a kid's drowning. Am I supposed to just look at him and say, hey, he's not my kid, not my problem?
That's right. And I'm reading the book.
I'm just waiting on the Lord.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, we've done street preaching too where people have said, well, the Lord's hiding me right now. It's like, oh, that's good. I'm glad
sure
you're hidden.
Is. He's Why probably embarrassed of you.
That's right. Why don't you get up and do something? So please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sign up to become a son or daughter of liberty, and take part with us as we reach this generation for Christ.
Love what we are.
We love you.
Talk to you. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.